Title: Transition in Ableton Live 12. Build it for Pirate Radio. Energy for jungle, old school DNB vibes, beginner. All right, let's build a proper jungle style transition in Ableton Live 12 that feels like Pirate Radio interference, and then a clean, full bandwidth slam into the drop. We're keeping it stock devices only. Begin friendly, but with a mastery-minded setup so you don't accidentally wreck your whole mix. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar build, a tiny pre-drop vacuum, and then bar 17 hits like Amen Andre's Heaven. First, set the vibe and the layout. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. I'm going to think in 168, classic jungle pacing. Then set yourself up in 16-bar sections. Bars 1 through 16 are the transition. Bar 17 is the drop. Now, do a little bit of organization that will save your life later. Make 4 groups: drums, bass, music, and FX. Even if you're a beginner, grouping is what lets you automate big moments without accidentally crushing your sub bass or making your whole track wobble in volume. Now let's talk about what we're actually building. The story. In the build, we want narrow, gritty, broadcast energy. Less sub, less air, more mid-bite, like a rooftop transmitter. Then, right before the drop, we create a quick suck out so everything feels like it gets pulled out of the room for a split second. Then the drop returns full range, clean low end, wide tops. That contrast is the whole trick. Not make it louder, make it different, then release it. Step 1. Make the Pirate Radio effect. We're going to put the radio chain on the drums group and the music group. Notice what I'm not saying. I'm not saying put it on the bass group. In jungle and old school DNB, your low end is your foundation. If you crunch and band limit your sub during the build, cool, but you might forget to restore it perfectly and then your drop hits weak. So we'll keep bass mostly clean, or even muted in the build, and let the radio effect live on drums and music. On the drums group, add EQ 8 first. Turn on a high pass filter, and set it around 120 Hz to start. And for the radio vibe, add a low pass too, somewhere around 4.5 to 7 kHz. You're basically squeezing the sound into a narrow telephone radio band. Then optionally, add a little peak around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. 2 to 4 dB is plenty. That's the announcer bite. The presence. The bit that cuts through. Now add saturator after EQ 8. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And here's a super important teacher note. Match your output level. If you crank drive and it just gets louder, you'll think it sounds better even if it's worse. So adjust output so it's roughly the same loudness when you toggle the device on and off. If you want, turn on soft clip for a little extra safety and vibe. Then add redux. This is your crunchy digital damage. Downsample around 2 to 6, but start small. Bit reduction around 8 to 12, again, tastefully. The goal is broadcast grit, not completely broken speaker. If you overdo redux, your snare will turn into sand, and then when the drop hits, it won't feel like a quality upgrade. Then add a compressor, gently, just to glue the chain. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the louder moments. This is not smash compression. This is keep the pirate rig steady. Now copy that same chain onto the music group as well. Cool. At this point, if you loop bars 1 to 8, you should hear that narrow, gritty takeover energy. Now we automate the tuning in moment. The bandwidth opening up, go back to EQ 8 on drums and music, and automate the filters over the 16-bar build. For the high pass, you can start higher than normal, like 200 Hz, and slowly open it down toward around 50 to 80 Hz to cross 8 to 16 bars. That creates the illusion that the system is coming online and regaining low end. For the low pass, start around 4.5 to 6 kHz and slowly open it. Then in the last 4 bars, really open it up towards 16 to 18 kHz so the air comes back right before the drop. And one more thing. Don't make every automation a straight line. In Ableton, use curves. Try a slower rise for the first 12 bars, then a steeper climb in the last 2 bars. That reads like a DJ riding gain and EQ in real time, which fits the Pirate Radio story perfectly. Next, tension tools. Jungle tension that actually works. Let's make a noise riser using Operator. Create a new MIDI track. Load Operator. Set Oscillator at a noise white. Turn on the filter in Operator. Set it to LP24. Set the starting frequency around 400 Hz, and then automate it up to 12 to 16 kHz over 8 to 16 bars, depending on how long your build is. For the amp envelope, you can keep it simple. Fast attack, and then just automate the track volume or clip envelope so it grows as you approach the drop. After operator, add auto filter, give it some resonance, around 20 to 35%, and automate the cutoff up as well. The combination of operator filter sweep plus auto filter resonance gives you that classic riser that talks. Then add reverb, size around 40 to 70%, decay around 3 to 6 seconds, and high cut your reverb to keep it from turning into harsh fizz. Somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz is a good starting point. The riser should feel big, but not stab your ears. Optional old school trick, tape speed illusion on your music group, or maybe a synth stab track, and shifter. Set it to pitch mode. In the last 1 to 2 bars, automate pitch from minus 12 up to 0, or minus 7 up to 0 if you want subtler. It's that speeding up and locking into place feeling, like the decks are catching the right pitch right before the drop hits. Now the secret weapon, the pre-drop suck out. Right before bar 17, we create a tiny vacuum. This is one of the biggest why does this drop hit so hard. Techniques, and it's not about loudness. It's about removing energy for a split second so the return feels violent. The quick method is utility. But before we do it, let's set up the mastering-minded routing, because it's worth it. Create an audio track and name it Premaster. Then route your group's drums, bass, music, and FX into Premaster. You can do this by setting their audio to output to Premaster. The idea is, your processing and automation happens on Premaster, and the actual master track stays simple. This makes your session safer, and it also makes it easier to troubleshoot. Now on Premaster, build a simple stock chain. Start with EQ8. Optional gentle high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to tame sub rumble you don't need. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto or 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud parts. Turn soft clip on. Soft clip is insanely useful for jungle transients, because it rounds the nastiest peaks without needing to overlimit. Then add saturator, lightly. 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on, and again, level match the output. Then add limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Bring up the gain until it feels solid, but here's your beginner rule. Don't chase max loudness. Chase impact and clarity. If you destroy the build with limiting, the drop won't feel like an upgrade. Now we can do the vacuum. Put a utility on Premaster. After your tonal shaping, but before the limiter if you want the limiter to react naturally, or after the limiter if you want absolute control. For beginners, putting it before the limiter often feels more musical. In the last 1/8 to 1/4 bar before the drop, automate utility gain down. You can go all the way to minus infinity for a dramatic cut, or drop it by minus 12 to minus 18 dB for a less extreme breath hold. Then exactly on bar 17, snap it back to 0 dB. Instant return, no fade back in. That snap is the punch. Now let's map the whole 16 bars so you know what to automate, not just what devices to load. Bars 1 to 8. Keep the radio narrow. High pass maybe around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 kHz. Light redux and saturation. Noise riser begins very quiet. Drum arrangement idea. Tease with tops or a brick layer without the full kick weight. You're promising energy without delivering it yet. Bars 9 to 12. Start opening the low pass gradually, like 6K up to 10 or 12K. Increase riser volume. Add little jungle edits, snare ghosts, a quick amen fill at the end of a phrase, anything that feels performed. Bars 13 to 15. Open toward full range, up to 16 or 18K. Add a small reverb tail and a snare fill or a vocal shout, but keep it controlled. And if you want stereo excitement, automate utility width on the music group from about 90% up to 120%. That door's opening effect is real, but keep the sub mono. Mono discipline equals bigger drops. Below about 120 Hz, keep it centered. Bar 16. This is the danger zone. This is where you win or lose the impact. Do your fake out stuff here if you want it. Maybe a mini drop at the start of bar 16, like one beat of almost full. Then choke it, or do a stutter or rewind using beat repeat on a tiny break slice. But the big rule is, don't let reverb tails and FX smear into the downbeat of bar 17. Your first hit should be dry and clear. Then right at the end of bar 16, do the vacuum with utility. Cut the riser instantly at the drop. If the riser continues, it will mask your kick and snare, and you'll wonder why the drop feels smaller. Bar 17, full bandwidth. Bass returns clean and centered. Breaks and kick snare hit at full energy. Now, how do we make the drop feel bigger without just turning it up? Contrast. In the build, reduce sub, narrow the highs, add a bit of dirt. On the drop, bring back low end, widen the top. Clean up transients. If you want a simple move, keep the bass group either muted in the build or heavily high-passed around 120 to 200 Hz, then release it at the drop. That alone makes people feel like the floor appears under them. Quick coaching checks so you don't get fooled. Do the drop feel check at low volume. Turn your monitors down until the break is barely audible. If the drop still feels like it jumps forward, you nailed contrast. If everything feels the same, your build is too full or your limiter is working too hard too early, watch your limiter in bars 13 to 16. A good rule, the limiter should work less in the build than it does on the drop. If it's already shaving peaks hard before the drop, you've stolen the headroom that makes the downbeat explode. And here's a metering trick that's totally stock. Put Spectrum on Premaster. During the radio moment, you should see less energy below about 100 Hz and less above 8 to 10 kHz. On the drop, full Spectrum returns. That visual makes it way easier to learn consistency. Optional extra flavor. If you want that true pirate rig realism, add a super quiet noise bed. Binal noise, room tone, crowd texture. Filter it with auto filter bandpass, and use the LFO and auto filter to move the cutoff slightly. Keep it low, like minus 30 to minus 20 dB. You don't want hear the noise. You want feel the air.